Greetings and welcome to another Firm Foundation Inspiration Minute. This is talk number 110. Our topic today is Don't Go to Ono. Psalm 11 verse 3 says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? In the book of Nehemiah, we find Nehemiah and Israel living in a place called Babylon. The Jews were there because they had been taken captive from their homeland and from their capital city, Jerusalem, as being removed from their homeland took away the customs, the practices. There was no priestly service, no temple, no tabernacle. Essentially, their foundations had been destroyed. But God raised up Nehemiah, a young man who was in fact the king's cupbearer, a man of privilege, who had never been to Jerusalem, as far as we know. And yet somehow he understood the sense of what David wrote, that if foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can God's people do? When Nehemiah received a report that said, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. Then we read, so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept. Then it says he began to fast and pray. Sometimes we find ourselves in distress and reproach because something of our foundation is either missing or we've not been paying attention. As Christ followers, our connection to God's presence and God's word and to the fellowship of believers in Christ is our foundation. This is why people who are not rooted and grounded in truth, not connected or committed to a local church and pastor and others and fellowship and service and accountability, there's something missing in one's foundation that leaves a sense of distress and reproach. After prayer, Nehemiah gathered the people and shared his vision of restoration of foundation with them. And when they heard, they said, let us rise up and build. And they set their hands to this good work. There's something about foundations that will stir you to action, revive your sense of purpose. And so they began to work. As with Nehemiah, so with us. When you set your heart to rise up and build and restore foundation, the enemy will not stand idly by. In Nehemiah 6, we read, now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall and that there were no breaks left in it, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, come, let us meet together among the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me harm. As you said about restoring foundation to your life, know that enemies will come. All during the work, these enemies taunted Israel and Nehemiah, belittled them, said they couldn't get it done. They resorted to one last tactic, distraction. Invited Nehemiah to go to a meeting somewhere in a place called Ono. But the plan was to kill him. But Nehemiah's response should be your response to distraction. So I sent messengers to them saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you? So again, don't go to Ono. Stay focused. Keep to your task. Continue to restore foundation in your life and in the lives of others, and live in the purpose and blessing of God. Amen. I want to invite you to listen to my message from last Sunday entitled, Rebuilding Walls in Your Life and for Others. God bless, have a great day, and be encouraged.